You know what one of the really cool things is about doing these 3 weeks at Fernie's, the funnel cakes place, is the smell when you come in here.
Absolutely.
It's unbelievable. And I've enjoyed every second of it. And then you think about Monday.
We're going to go back in that
stinky-ass studio at Fitchu and Central. But
feels like a meat locker in there. It's so cold.
It has been a lot of fun here at the fair. Mike Rogers, Austin York with you. Got a lot of tremendous music to close out the State Fair of Texas this weekend. Cool. Starting at 8:30 tonight on the Chevrolet main stage. Remember these guys? The Spin Doctors.
Everyone's bopping their head right now when they're hearing this. Oh, these guys were hot, and then they totally went away. Like, it was a two-year shot.
They had another kind of semi-hit. I think it was like Pocket Full of Kryptonite or something.
Oh, and, was that the time of their life? No, that wasn't them.
This was late 80s, early 90s, They're still around, and they're going to be rocking tonight on the main stage here at the State Fair. Final weekend, we're putting a bow on the 139th edition of the State Fair of Texas, 138 if you count that COVID year. Carissa Condiana is with the fair. She joins us right now. She's been in and out. She's been with us a few times over the course of these 3 weeks.
Wearing a different cowboy hat today, different color cowboy hat. Yeah. I noticed right off the bat.
A rabbit hat, right?
That's right, rabbit, yeah.
It doesn't look like a mink coat or anything.
Talk to him about his hats.
Now why the change? Is it the weather? Is it just the final week of the fair?
The weather. Really, it's around Labor Day when you're supposed to switch from your straw to your felt hat. But it was still,
learn some every day.
It was still pretty warm during those times.
So what do you think of this one here? This is black.
That's a nice one.
It's got a little Rancher's Reserve.
Got a logo on it.
Yeah, that's the only one.
It looks nice.
I haven't bought one.
It looks nice, though. But a good investment piece, for sure.
We were talking earlier. This is going to be the first time ever a completely rain-free fair.
That's right.
First time ever.
I'm still like, I don't even want to talk about it because I'm worried. Like, what if
jinx
all of a
sudden,
over the next couple of days. But
no freak
rain.
Storm will pop up or something.
Yeah.
Is that going to wind up helping overall attendance? I would think it would have to.
You know, of course, weather is our best friend or our worst enemy out here at the State Fair. So, we did have a lot of heat this year. So I think that probably had some impact. But the no rain, that's the worst enemy of them all, having rain. So really, hopefully that turns out to be a positive for really people coming out and having a great time. Because we're not really chasing an attendance number. We focus on the people that do come out here and wanting to just create a great experience for them and hopefully help raise a lot of money for our nonprofit mission.
But you're expecting a lot of people, probably more than last year, right? Are you on track for that number?
I'm not sure. I'll find out on closing day where we land. But I know for this year, like if I just think of opening weekend, I've been here 11 years and it felt like one of the biggest opening weekends I've ever been a part of out here at the fair.
And the closing weekend is always big too.
Closing's always big. And with it being such gorgeous weather this weekend, I anticipate we have a lot of fairgoers coming out to enjoy it. I recommend people getting here early and arriving right when we open at 10 a.m. The parking lots will fill up, all of the State Fair official ones at some point on some of those days, but the grounds are huge, so even with 50, 60, 70, 80,000 of your closest friends out here at the State Fair of Texas, you're still able to navigate, and have a great time out here.
What was the highlight for you? I mean, beyond the things that happen every year, Texas OU and whatnot, what single thing are you going to remember from this year's fair?
Gosh, y'all, that's a tough question. There's so many things.
Did you like that drone show? That's the one.
The drone show was spectacular, and it was just such a great opportunity for us to test something out new for our fairgoers, and it was a huge success. And, we were only able to offer it for a snippet of time during the fair, but we've received a lot of great feedback on that. Also, rodeo. It is so fun to have rodeo out at the fair. It came back a few years ago, and to be able to offer those shows to our fairgoers at no additional cost, for them to head into the Coliseum and see the Mexican Fiesta Rodeo was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. The pageantry of that was spectacular.
You had a good crowd there when I stopped by yesterday.
That's right. To this weekend, it's the UPRA Finals.
Yeah.
And so we've got it's going to be an incredible rodeo weekend out at the State Fair this weekend. So be sure you pop into the Coliseum while you're here.
And I have to ask you this. I'll wrap it up with this. What is this year's Condiana's corny dog count?
I think a two. I think I'm
That's
at a two.
It?
I think so. I just was telling, I've been so busy this fair that I was just telling Christy, Fernie's Funnel Cakes, that I haven't had my funnel cake yet, and I have to have my funnel cake before we close the fair.
When you first talked to us, you had a corny dog at like 4 a.m. when you first talked to us that first day.
That's true. So I've only had one more. I've only had one more since then. So I've got a lot of things. I've got to put my list of food together to get my fill this year. But
yeah, time's running out.
Ask my boss. I think I've had Chan's chicken on a stick about 10 times during the fair.
Oh, really?
So that's one of my favorite things.
About that. Where's that?
It's over as you enter the midway near the top of Texas Tower. It's one of the stands there. And it's,
chicken,
you know, they have
stick.
Chicken on, I don't know what they marinate this chicken in.
Wow.
But it is to die
obviously
for.
You like it.
And it comes with fried rice and or you can get lo mein. And it's spectacular.
I like that lo mein.
And I don't feel as guilty eating it all the time either. It's a very healthy dish, to be honest.
I'm going to check that out.
Keep telling yourself that. That's
what
you're going with.
I have to tell myself that. Yes.
Carissa, thanks so much. We appreciate it. Love the rabbit hat.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome. It's been a great time at the fair. Thanks. Ask us back next year, and you won't have to ask twice.
We will hold this spot for y'all. Thank you.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Carissa Condianis with the State Fair of Texas.